May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering, from suffering. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. May all beings live from equanimity. As we sit, or as we sing, as we walk, as we do anything, anything and everything can be a praying it forward. So we combine this morning, praying it forward through celebration, appreciation, and gratitude, praying whatever it is forward as you settle, as you sing, and you have a voice to sing. No matter what it sounds like, you have a voice. As you can string thoughts together, as you can sit and get up from your sitting. Whatever it is, you have shelter. We have shelter. No bomb is going off over our head. We are not injured from war, from starvation or malnutrition, etc., etc. So as we picture yourself like the Buddha, because we are that essentially, at our heart, at our essence, and we can call it something else. We can call it monad. We can call it pure spirit, beingness, pure awareness, pure compassion. We can call it divine mother. We can call it divine Shakti. We can call whatever we want. Put a name to that divine essence that is beyond all concepts and beyond all words. We can call it whatever we want. But at essence, each of us is that, as is every single being. Even the very confused ones, even the very violent ones. So take any part of that. It might be that we actually think on them, that everyone is, even the violent ones, even the very confused ones. Hence, they're violent. But get to a point where you're sitting, cosmically sitting. And in gratitude and appreciation, pray all goodness forward. Let the praying forward become a tonglen, become a breathing it forward, breathing in the hardship, the difficulty, the death. Whatever it might be that you want to bring in, we're bringing it into this cosmic space of compassion, which is empty by nature and has no agenda. Compassion doesn't need to have an agenda. It's compassion. It's like water doesn't need to try to be wet. It's water. It is what. And then breathe. Breathing in, breathing out with all existence.
We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. The way that we all change habits of consciousness that limit us in whatever way, that are self-referencing, self-important, self-cherishing, and so forth, and because they are, then they are limits. They limit. The way we change those is to replace them. But that replacing has to be done gently, slowly, incrementally, but with diligence. So we pray forward. We remember that when we're breathing with all beings. We do everything we can in every moment that we can to be of benefit, to nurture, to support, to guide, to be an example, and so forth. That's how we change all those habits. It's pretty straightforward and pretty amazing. Love you all. Create your day.